If we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday a boy
climbed.
If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask, has all the coffee been
drunk?
Mm-hmm. And I might answer, yes, a few minutes ago somebody
drank it.
If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask, have all the apples been
eaten?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday someone
ate them.
If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been
bought?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday someone
bought it. Oh, English.
Yeah.
That's participle.
Right, right.
I'm going to have a little grandboy, that little grandgirl.
Huh?
I'm going to have a little grandchildren that this week.
Oh, are you really? How old are your grandchildren?
Wait now, how many? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the ones you're helping with.
You. They are 8 and 10.
Uh-huh. How many grandchildren do you have in all?
50.
50? Mm-hmm. Grandchildren? 50? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
20-something great-grand.
God gracious alive.
That's one of my grandsons right there. That's my grandson in there just now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful to have such a big family.
Mm-hmm. And I have one granddaughter teach over here in Dublin. And I have one granddaughter in University Park, Pennsylvania, working on a master's.
Uh-huh.
And I have one in college in Millersville. I don't know, I got this all through school.
Uh-huh. That's great to have such a nice big family.
Yeah, I raised 11 children, these two grandchildren.
My goodness, a lot.
That's my baby girl there, and this little girl, this, my grandchildren, talking about little, that's my baby children.
Well, most of your family lives off, doesn't it?
Well, yes and no. I have one girl in Pennsylvania, and this boy, he's in Erie, Pennsylvania. He's in school now. And I have two girls in Plainsville, New Jersey. I have one in Fort Dick.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two in Macon. One live up here, one live right here.
Well, it's nice you've got some right near you, as mm-hmm. well as scattered all around.
And I have one girl on the floor.
Mm-hmm. And you go, do you get to go see these children very much?
Well, these have some in the north. They stay about 3 weeks in summer.
Mm-hmm.
And those from in Florida, they go most of the time, take the notion and go there, just get a corn dry one out there. And they can make them lose up there Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Well, I'll ask you some more of these verbs now. If we were talking about diving into a lake, you'd say, has he what into the lake yet?
Has he dived? Has he dived? Yeah.
Okay. And I might answer, yes, a few minutes ago he what?
He dove.
Okay. If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children what up?
Grown up.
And I might answer, yes, years ago they all
grew up.
If I asked you, are you Miss, you'd say, yes, I
am Miss. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm still pronouncing it wrong. You call it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, the ancestors pronounce it wrong, spell it wrong. They pronounce one way and spell it another.
Uh-huh.
They call it, but they spell
uh-huh.
No spell.